T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, live from the Harry Buffalo in Lakewood. I feel like such a nicer person now that I've had my wings and my jalapeno poppers. I didn't eat lunch today because your boy realized he had a rip in his jeans.
Mm.
And it was a place you can't hide a rip.
Okay.
And I didn't know how much coverage I was going to get from this table.
Wait, front part or back part?
Front part.
Okay.
And yeah, I was driving in my car this morning, and I was like, it sure is breezy. And then I looked down, and I saw part of myself.
So you're still, you're wearing the pants you still have the rip in?
No. I had to go buy new pants.
Oh, that's impressive.
And then I, on the way to work today, and then I found this really nice hoodie, and it's super comfortable, and it's got it's a flannel hoodie.
You got some jeans and everything?
But they're tight. We're like working them in. Give me that look, Mac.
I assume you didn't want to you couldn't put them on beforehand?
No. Well, no, I mean, I did.
Too much in the hurry-up offense?
I got dressed at a JCPenney.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But the problem is, the first couple hours you're wearing new jeans.
Yeah.
I mean, you're breaking them in.
Yeah, you got to break them in. It's like a glove.
I've been breaking them in.
It's like a glove.
And so I'm doing like a wiggle thing in the chair. We're just trying to get comfortable. My point is, you're welcome that nobody had to see vital parts of my anatomy today because I was an adult and I actually went and got new jeans.
What's that look like when you look down and you're like, shoot, I guess I got to make a stop at the JCPenney?
They can't literally see it, so you want me to paint a word picture
for it? I want to know what your mind is going through. I've never had this happen. I just want to know what your mind is going through. You're like, guess I got to stop at the JCPenney now.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly how it went, yeah.
Well, you had enough time allotted to even do that to begin with is impressive enough, but then also, it's just, I guess I've never gone through that.
So, the other part of the story is, I have no idea where my other jeans are.
I assumed you threw them out at the JCPenney.
No. I know where those are.
Okay.
And they're in the back of Vanessa's car.
Okay.
Because I didn't have a place to throw them out at. But, I have three other pair of jeans.
Okay.
But, because I live in a house with four women, I don't know where half of my clothes are.
Yeah, okay.
Like I just keep buying new clothes because I know they're somewhere. They're not in the laundry room. They're not in my room. That's not true because they could be under a pile. Vanessa has like three piles of clothes that have piled up places,
mm-hmm.
And I just know if I start looking there, man, I'm not going to stop. And I'm just going to. I'm going to find like hidden treasure troves of clothes. So I just go. I just bought new jeans.
That's like you go shopping again.
But the problem
is shopping at your house.
It's getting really expensive.
Yeah, I know. I imagine.
Yeah.
Jeans aren't cheap. What'd you pay for those jeans?
They're $54 jeans.
Yeah, jeans aren't cheap.
Now, I bought a second pair. They were half off.
It was like a buy one, get one half off deal? Or
it sure was.
Yeah. Why do jeans always come in deals like that? I never understood that either.
Well, I think it's so they buy more jeans.
I mean, they always come as if it's like packs of deodorant come in too. Like why are jeans in the same category as that?
Well, no, because the deodorant's like banded together These, they band you together financially.
They basically, by doing the buy one, get one half off, they're basically banding them together.
Yeah, like, well, now it's, it, you really, I only paid like $35.
Has anyone in the history of time ever looked at a buy one, get the second half off, and just kind of only bought the first, and that's it?
I have.
Yeah, it's impossible for
me. Back when I couldn't afford things. And I would just be so pissed. I'd be like, I really wanted to get one half off.
That's the discount.
You know I'm living high on the hog now where I'm like, oh, I'm buying the second one. Mm. I'm getting that half off, baby.
Yeah, congratulations to you.
Mm. I almost had half off on those jeans today. By the way, Vanessa's response was just wear them. I was like, you want to see this. Nobody else wants to see this.
How long would it take? I don't know that anyone would have noticed.
It had gotten to a point where it'd be pretty hard not to notice it.
Really? That big, huh? But you're also...
Easy there. Easy there.
Now.
Yes, the rip was
apparently
that big.
Everyone in the station just talks about how well they are or aren't in doubt anyway.
What? Do we have a tracker on that?
The track suits.
Do we have an Excel document on this? Does Bull have one?
No, Lima earlier today had made the joke about the jumpsuit. You could basically see everything, and then had commented that he wasn't very well endowed.
Oh.
I said it's a bold play for 6:10 in the morning to just throw that out there for everyone.
Yeah, he's married now.
He wanted to make sure everyone knew.
He's married now.
Want to make sure people weren't looking at the lines.
Maybe he's going... on Halloween as somebody who's not that well equipped.
Well, I hope for him it's just a one day event.
I don't know. I don't know what people are into.
It's a real scare.
Oh, we got Josh Donaldson here, so who the hell knows?
It's a real scare for his wife if that's the Halloween play that he has.
216-474-0092. Just going to put a pin in that conversation right there. All right. Everybody now seems to, now that Daniel Jones looks like the new Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold was the new Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield was the new Geno Smith, we've now done enough of this with quarterbacks going elsewhere and having a resurgence after previously being named a bust, that everyone's looking for their next Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, what have you. Yeah. Mac Jones is a popular choice, right?
Yeah. He's going to get the start again this week, by the way. They just announced that about an hour ago, although he did not have a good game last week.
Yeah, but every time we say, hey, Mac Jones, could he be your veteran next year? Browns fans unilaterally go, eh.
Oh, I'm not thrilled with that prospect.
Yeah. No. And by the way, you shouldn't be. But I think we found a worse option to be the Browns' version of Baker Mayfield, and it was via Daniel Jeremiah, the NFL Network, when he appeared on the Rich Eisen show. This, I would say it's an interesting name. I don't know it's a good name.
Okay.
I would say let's see how this plays out with the rest of this quarterback class. We'll see where they're picking, and then at that point in time, you're either laying the groundwork, you know, more foundational pieces for when that quarterback comes. You've got a chance to build up that offensive line. You've got a chance to add some weapons. You know, that would be kind of the place that I would go, is instead of reaching for a quarterback, I would try and lay more foundation there, and then maybe you take your shot on one of these reclamation projects, you know, that are out there. I think I've told you this before, Rich, but like, yeah, maybe it's because I know him and I've been close to him because Coach Harbaugh and Joe Ortiz brought him on board, but I haven't given up on Trey Lance, and maybe I'm on an island there, but that's a guy who was picked up there for a reason. The only knock on him was he didn't play a lot, didn't have a lot of experience, and he was raw. But he's big, he's athletic, he's got a huge arm, he's smart, he's high character. To me, and rather than reach for a quarterback you might like, not love, I'd rather continue to build up the foundation in this draft.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Draft and then take a flyer on someone like that.
All right, one, does anybody notice that Daniel Jeremiah is starting to sound like Sean McVay or John Gruden?
Oh, not nasally enough for Sean McVay. Oh,
no, I just meant in the speech pattern. It's like football guys are all, it's like the monster from Stranger Things season 3 where they all just get into like a big spider-like monster.
No, Sean McVay always sounds like he just took some C2.
No, it's more like it, but it's a cadence. It's like, it's the I'll tell you what, that kind of thing. That wasn't good. I know, because my Gruden sounds like a Ditka. Yeah, you have to listen back to that. However.
Right. Yeah, maybe I will.
All right. I can kind of buy that a Mac Jones resurgence might be possible, because I never thought I think the Patriots failed him, and then that just cascaded into him having a couple lost years.
And he did
years.
Make a Pro Bowl, by the way. Not that that yes. means the
Rookie
world. He did accomplish things. And I think there is a through line with a lot of the quarterbacks that we're discussing. Like, Baker Mayfield accomplished things in
yes.
Cleveland. He did things. He was a good quarterback. And I think the through line with a lot of the reclamation projects that exist, even Daniel Jones had flashes, had moments where you're like, okay, there's
something.
He had
that one good year.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And so, I think you need to see that before you can start saying, all right, these guys are going to turn around and be something while having zero evidence of it.
Yeah, I mean, so it was kind of like the Kenny Pickett idea. What probably enraged me the most about Kenny Pickett as their reclamation project is they didn't have a better option besides Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Kenny Pickett and Kirk Cousins, and I know Kirk isn't playing well now, I might have gone, okay, I can buy more into this because your fail-safe is Kirk Cousins. Your fail-safes were Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel, and here we are.
Yeah.
I don't mind if Trey Lance is like your plucky upstart backup who can challenge for the starting job.
Which is what he is in Los Angeles right now.
Well, but he can't challenge.
Not challenging
for the job,
but he's like that plucky backup. Well, Harbaugh's going to just kind of, have him hang out and see if he can get better. Although I don't know really what the end game is unless Herbert just gets injured and then he can just come in and maybe be serviceable.
I just think it's crazy with Lance. It's like, this guy had 17 starts in college, which is well below the previous number of 25
yeah.
career starts. But now, I mean, teams want 30 starts.
Let's tag this on a little bit. And this is where maybe I think there might be something with Trey Lance. First off, the idea that he's younger than Bo Nix. He's younger than Michael Penix. Like, he's only 25 years old. He's younger than Tyler Shuck. Like, mm-hmm. he still has some youth to him. But you mentioned the lack of starts in college. You know how many passes he threw in high school? It's going to blow your mind. It's an insane number.
17.
99.
Okay, that's not enough.
In all of high school, he threw 99 passes. And then you mentioned the 17 games he had in college. The numbers are bananas at the FCS level. But it's like, so it's between high school and college, you played collectively like 23 games. Like, such a short number of games. And then in the NFL, it's not like you've seen the field for anything more than four in San Francisco.
He's got five starts.
Like,
my 13
goodness.
Games.
Yeah.
But I think my point is, like, all those other guys had played so much football. Daniel Jones, multi-year starter. Mac Jones, multi-year starter. Baker, multi-year starter, and played at two different colleges. Like they had a threshold of quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, can you get a coach that believes in them and then just says, hey, what do you like to do? What do you feel comfortable doing? And actually doing that. With Trey Lance, has he played enough football to know?
Yeah, my big question. I don't know that he has, but also then, isn't that kind of wild that he's made $35 million in his career based off of...
It's good to be the number three pick.
Based off of so few actual passes in life?
So it is, but I think this is the trick question. Like in baseball, this happens all the time. The Guardians have a couple guys where they just haven't fit what they've wanted to do. And so they've gotten these truncated sample sizes, and then they get run out of town. Gio Urshela, Jesus Aguilar, the first run on Nolan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you prematurely run them out.
Ernie Clement.
And with each one of those guys, and not Ernie Clement, but with Aguilar and Urshela, I remember thinking, if they just go and play every day for a year, year and a half, I think they'll figure it out. Because they've got something. But they just don't have something you need right now because it's not immediate. I think the problem with Trey Lance is he needs the thing that you don't get in the NFL, which is he needs to start for 2 years in a place where there's no expectations, where there's a good enough ecosystem to help him, like, actually have a chance to succeed, and he can just play no matter how good he is.
Okay, but the hard part about that is that he's got to showcase to somebody that he is better than what he was in San Francisco. And maybe Harbaugh has gotten him to that spot. Harbaugh's great with quarterbacks, obviously.
People remember that damn preseason game. I know it's silly, but people still talk about that.
Well, but think about how bad he was in practices in San Francisco. He got four games, and obviously the very famous, takeaway was the idea that Shanahan's dad came to one of the practices and was like, Brock Purdy's better than him. What are you guys doing? After they just spent three first-round picks on getting Trey Lance, and he's like, no, Brock Purdy's the better quarterback. But Brock Purdy at that point was behind Garoppolo. He was behind, and maybe this is just some obviously them rewriting history in a nice way, but he was behind Trey Lance. He was behind Garoppolo, and they're like, it's so obvious Purdy is better. And so I don't know. Maybe it just always was going to end this way with Trey Lance anyway.
Can I tell you why I don't? Okay, can I tell you the scenario in which I actually would do this?
Okay.
If it wasn't a system head coach. Because I think it's fair to say, with Deshaun Watson, when Deshaun came here, do I think he was a broken human? Yes, very likely.
Mm-hmm.
Do I also think that it did him no favors to play in a system that Kevin Stefanski felt comfortable in that Deshaun didn't? 100%. So I can understand if Trey just didn't fit the system they wanted to run in San Francisco, whether it was terminology, whether it was just the simplicity of what they want quarterbacks to do. Again, shut up and throw the ball.
Yeah.
I could see, like, and not this head coach, but like a Bill O'Brien who says, I'm going to build this offense around what you do well, and we'll see where you go from there.
What he needs,
I just don't think that's Cleveland with Kevin Stefanski.
I don't think it is either. What he needs is something like what Spencer Rattler just got offered this year with the Saints. That's honestly what he needs, and I don't know that he's going to get that break. I really don't. Harbaugh would have to do a lot of selling on his behalf, but it seems like right now Harbaugh really likes him as a backup, and it just is what it is.
Yeah, but I think, again, I think 8 games isn't enough.
I like the premise that you're throwing out. I mean, 6'4", we know the arm that he does offer up. Like, there is a lot there. It's just how it ended in San Francisco and being beaten out on the practice field by Brock Purdy consistently is just staying in my brain.
You heard the name there from Daniel Jeremiah. Is Trey Lance our potential Baker Mayfield, our reclamation project? And there's another thing that he said there. That Daniel Jeremiah did. I understand the premise. It's very hard to be that patient in football, and certainly here in Cleveland. We'll tell you what that is in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.